Ernest Tubb. February the 9th, 1914. The Texas troubadour, that tall man with a distinctive voice and style, who became a giant among the early performers of country and western music, and whose career has never diminished from the succeeding years. To his millions of fans, he has become a legend. Their love is boundless. To the fledgling artist, songwriter, or friend, his hand and his help have always been extended. Their gratitude is universal. Elected to the Hall of Fame in 1965, Ernest Tubb.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Welcome to the 3,356 consecutive broadcast of the Ernest Tubb Midnight Jamboree, country music's second longest running radio show. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Herron, live at our Texas Troubadour Theater on Music Valley Drive. And tonight we are honored to have second generation of country music history bringing some great country music to us tonight on our stage. Would you welcome our host of the Midnight Jamboree, Jet Williams?
Goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, pull the P-Row down that bio. My mom, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Oh, son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Oh, jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. For tonight, I'm gonna see my share of Neo. Pick guitar, fill for jar, and be gay, oh. Oh, son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
Yeah.
To be dope, fun to know, lace is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Von by the dozen. Oh, dressed in style, the go hog wild, me oh my oh. Oh, son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Oh, jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. For tonight, I'm gonna see my share of me oh. Oh, pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay oh. Oh, son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Settle down, far from town, give me a P-Row. And I'll catch all that fish in the bio. So I'm my mind to buy Yvonne what she need, oh. Oh, son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Oh, jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. For tonight I'm gonna see my share of me, oh. Oh, big guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. On the bio. Thank y'all so much. I tell you what, here it's June and it's getting hot, and this past week we cut hay, and the fellow that works for us, he said to my husband, he says, Mr. Keith, we got us a field of tater tots, because them big old rolls were hanging out there, and I tell you what, the cows are going to eat good this winter. Right now, as they say, it's time to pay the bills. Any Old Time, recorded February 21st, 1929, in Victor Studios in New York City, from the RCA CD, Country Legends.
Holy
I just received your letter. You're down and out, you say. At first I thought I would tell you to travel on the other way. But in my memory lingers all you once were to me. I'm going to give you another chance to prove what you can be. Any old time you want to come back home, drop me a line and say no more you're wrong. You had your chance to play the game fast. When you left me, sweetheart, you only left a load of care. Now that you're down, I'm going to stick by you. If you will only say your roaming days are through, you'll find me here like the day you left me alone. Any old time you want to come back home.
Jimmy Rogers' first Blue Yodel, which became known as Blue Yodel No. 1, and Tea for Texas, was recorded on November 30th, 1927, at the Trinity Baptist Church in Camden, New Jersey. When it was released in February of 1928, it became a national phenomenon that generated an excitement and record-buying frenzy that no one could have predicted. Jimmy's short but brilliant life yielded 110 songs when he died in the Taft Hotel in New York City at age 35, following his last recording session. Jimmy Rogers sold more than 20 million records during the height of the Depression, and he very deservingly is honored as the father of country music and the first member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, as well as the Songwriters and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Back in Texas, Ernest Tubb's sister purchased a Jimmy Rogers record, and as a young lad picking cotton in Texas after hearing that 78 record, he became a huge Jimmy Rogers fan and idolized him for the rest of his life. Through his efforts with RCA Victor in later years, he convinced them to reissue Jimmy's recordings. And today, all 110 recordings of Jimmy Rogers are available because of Ernest Tubb's efforts. RCA Country Legends is a sampling of the best of Jimmy Rogers. 17 tunes of these comprise this CD. Ernest Tubb Record Shop is offering this at a very special low price of only $7.98. Address your orders to the Ernest Tubb Record Shop, P.O. Box 500, Nashville, Tennessee, 37202. Include $5 for packing. For mail order, you can phone us at 615-255-7503 from 10 to 5, Monday through Friday, or visit ErnestTubb.com. And we do want to say hello to all of the people who view us online at ErnestTubb.com each week. You can see the show live on your computer now. And when you're traveling in Tennessee, be sure to visit our record shops. Our historical headquarters is downtown at 417 Broadway. Shop number 2 is here on Music Valley Drive, where the Midnight Jamboree is broadcast from our Texas Troubadour Theater. And for East Tennessee travelers, our Smoky Mountain location is on the Parkway in Pigeon Forge right before the Dollywood turnoff. Our Texas location is at Fort Worth's historic Stockyard Station. Ernest Tubb began the first Midnight Jamboree saluting his hero, and today, after more than 64 years, we continue that tradition. And be sure you pick up a new copy of our mail order catalog that is out front, yours free for the asking. We do need to send out a happy anniversary wish, Jet, 49 years. For Tom and Linda Andrews. Congratulations. And Tom Andrews, if the name sounds familiar, he's the one who posts all those great pictures of us on the website.
And congratulations. Yeah. I hope for 49 more for y'all.
Yeah, great. And they came all the way here, beat that Florida traffic, everybody heading down south to join us tonight and see you. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Jet Williams again.
Thank y'all. The story goes, if you asked my dad, Hank Williams, who his favorite and best friend was, he'd say, Ernest Tubb. And if you asked Ernest Tubb who his favorite and best friend was, he'd say, well, Mr. Hank Williams. Well, since I'm here at the Ernest Tubb Midnight Jamboree, I'd like to do an Ernest Tubb number for y'all this evening. My sweetheart is gone and I'm so lonesome. He said that he and I were through. So I started out drinking for pastime, driving nails in my coffin over you. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin, driving those nails over you. Since the day we parted, I've been so sad and so blue. I'm always worrying about you, love, and I can't quit drinking that old booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin, driving those nails over you. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin, driving those nails over you. Yeah, driving those nails over you. This next song I'm going to do, one of the people that testified in one of the trials was a nurse that was in the delivery room when I was being born. And she testified that my mother was singing while I was being birthing. And the doctor says, keep on singing, honey, because here comes the baby. And actually, I was born to this song. Today I passed you on the street, and my heart fell at your feet. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. Somebody else stood by your side, and she looked so satisfied. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. A picture from the past came slowly stealing as I brushed your arm and I walked so close to you. Then suddenly I got that old time feeling. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. From Rhonda Vincent and Gene Watson's brand new Upper Management CD of the same title.
my time from 9 to 5. It's a life, I guess, 'cause I'm still alive.
But lately his routine has changed. The bottom line's been rearranged.
All because I said I'd pay when she whispered in my ear this way.
With your money we could take a trip. We could fly to the moon on a rocket ship. Go first class on a jet airplane.
Wasn't right when I couldn't go to sleep at night.
Now his heart's gone, and I'll just say, so's his house, the dog, and the Chevrolet.
When it comes to looks, here's a lesson to learn. The better the look, the bigger the burn.
Take my advice or walk away, but always be the first to say.
With your money, we could take.
And Gene Watts and Matthew sing face to face was on the televised portion of the Grand Ole Opry. After they sang the first line together, there was an instant moment of magic and admiration. They were both awestruck by the sound their voices made when joined together, and it was apparent that everyone listening was mesmerized by their unique vocal blend. Now Rhonda Vincent and Gene Watson have combined their talent with some of Nashville's finest musicians on a new project titled Your Money and My Good Looks. This CD by two of the greatest voices in bluegrass and country music is a powerful package of new songs perfectly combined with familiar classics. The result is a collection of some of the best traditional country music that has been recorded in many years, including the classic Ernest Tubb and Loretta Lynn duet, Sweet Thing. Your Money and My Good Looks is available and on sale at a special price of only $9.98. Address your orders to the Ernest Tubb Record Shop, P.O. Box 500, Nashville, Tennessee, 37202. Include $5 shipping and handling. Credit card orders, you can phone us at 615-255-7503, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time, or visit our website at ErnestTubb.com, where you may order at any time of your online catalog. And be sure you join Rhonda and Gene this coming Tuesday. They're going to be at our downtown headquarters at 417 Broadway as we celebrate with Rhonda and Gene on the official release date of this brand new project. And then on Thursday at 7 o'clock, Rhonda and Gene will be in concert right here at our Texas Troubadour Theater. Tickets are $10 at the door, and Rhonda and Gene will be signed in the record shop right after the show. Now that's this Thursday, 7 o'clock, right here at our Texas Troubadour Theater on Music Valley Drive. So hope you don't miss it. We've got a whole lineup of stuff for the CMA Music Fest week. And we've got a schedule for you if you're in-house here before you walk out of the record shop. But I'll be running down that for you in just a few minutes in case you want to grab a pencil and some paper and take notes at home listening on the radio. But I do want to show you one thing, Jed, if I may. An iron skillet. Look at this. Isn't this a good-looking iron skillet from Martha White? Well, if you come out to the downtown record shop on Tuesday, the date that the CD actually comes out from Rhonda Vincent and Gene Watson, the first 200 people get one of these Martha White iron skillets. Isn't that nice?
That is nice, and you know, it's twofold. You can cook with it, and you can use it as a weapon just in case you need it.
You notice that's how I'm holding it, right?
You notice I'm standing over here.
Hey, and the tag has Rhonda's Raging Cornbread recipe. If you have not had that, she's cooked it for me. It is to die for. It is delicious. A whole meal out of cornbread. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, center stage again. Here's Jet Williams.
Well, listen, while you got your hands together, how about giving Miss Jennifer a big round? Because she does a super-duper job. My first guest this evening is a young man that comes from the great state of Texas, but he's moved here to Tennessee, to Nashville. He's a songwriter, he's a singer, he's an entertainer, and he is one of the best young talents that I have seen and heard of, and I can't remember when. Would you please put your hands together for Mr. Jeremy Parsons?
Did she just call me Miss Jeremy Parsons? I think I heard a miss in there. I'll take it. That's Jet Williams. She can call me anything she wants. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Y'all alive out there? Come on. It's a live taping. Come on. Jeez. Jeez, y'all. All right, we're going to kick it off with an upbeat, funny one right here. It's called I Got the Doggonest Feeling That My Baby Wants This Dog Gone. Tell my baby I was leaving, but that I'd soon be back. And to my surprise, she wasn't too surprised by that. And when I came home this evening, all my bags was packed. I got the doggone this feeling that my baby wants this dog gone. I got the doggone this feeling that my baby wants this dog gone. And she's looking for a new pup to play her cruel tricks on. Yes, she is. He didn't fit no more. But I knew this was my place from the number upon the door. So I knocked till my knuckles was bruised and sore. I got the doggone this feeling that my baby wants this dog gone. Feeling that my baby wants this dog gone. Yeah, she's looking for a new pup to play her cruel tricks on. Again, well, these mysterious mishaps make me a worried man. I got the doggone this feeling that my baby wants this dog gone. I got the doggone this feeling that my baby wants this dog gone. Yeah, she's looking for a new pup to play her cruel tricks on. My baby's looking for a new pup to play her cruel tricks on.
Oh!
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. I got the doggone feeling that me and the band up here are having a killer time here. E.T.'s Midnight Jamboree. It is an honor. Thank you. Thank you. Calm down. Calm down. It's midnight. It's a pleasure and honor to be here. This is my first time, and I just can't say how huge of an honor it is. All my heroes played here, and one of them that played on the E.T.'s Midnight Jamboree is Jet's daddy, and I wrote a song for him commemorating all the stuff that he did for the genre of country music, and all he meant to me as a fan, and probably all of y'all too, is called The Night Hank Williams Died. On a lonely two-lane highway, somewhere outside of town, a man full of misery in a bottle he did drown. He lost the spark that it lived, he lost the will to fight. A legend left a footprint that no one could fill that night. In a Cadillac of baby blue, part of music passed away. headed to the country show that he never gave. And when it was announced, the world did start to cry from the loss of someone special the night Hank Williams died. Yeah, you can hear the hurt, yes, you can feel the pain in every line of every song that he would play and sing. A man may have his demons, but he's still got good inside. Real lost the music and the man the night Hank Williams died. The small time he was with us, we were left with so much. He made the music what it was with his own special touch. And from that very moment, country music was defined. We were left with a blessing the night Hank Williams died. Yeah, you can hear the hurt, yes, you can feel the pain in every line of every song that he would play and sing. A man may have his demons, but he's still got good inside. Real lost the music and the man the night Hank Williams died. So if you're down in Alabama, well, go stop by and see the stone of Hiram Williams put up in 53. Figure out his age, it'll come up 29. So long ago, but still we know the night Hank Williams died. Yeah, you can hear the hurt, yes, you can feel the pain in every line of every song that he would play and sing. A man may have his demons, but he's still got good inside. Real lost the music and the man the night Hank Williams died. The night Hank Williams died. Thank you very much. That's for the man, Hank Williams Sr. Thank y'all very much.
Jeremy Parsons, y'all. Yeah. Paying the Bills, the legend with special guest Vince Gill from Leona Williams' new bluegrass Love Shine CD, Grassroots.
He had something different to offer at the Grand Ole Opry. All dressed up in his suit and tie, his white hat and his mandolin in hand. He came here to Nashville with a bunch of boys he called his bluegrass band.
He's a legend and a hero in the world of bluegrass music, we all know. From Maine to California, his music is sure to steal the show. His songs will chill you to the bone and make you dance each time the fiddles play. He's the father of our bluegrass from Kentucky, and his music's here to stay.
It sang high as heaven, and everybody listened when it sang. And the song about his Uncle Ben, everybody knew. King, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining on the man that we all know. 'Cause when it comes to bluegrass, the greatest name of all is Bill Monroe.
Just released is a new CD from Leona Williams titled Grassroots. From this project, Leona wanted to pay tribute to the type of music she was raised on as a child, and that beginning influence was bluegrass music. Grassroots features 12 songs, all of which were written or co-written by Leona, with the exception of Bill Monroe's Molly and Ten Brooks. There are also many special friends who make guest appearances on the CD, including Vince Gill, Rhonda Vincent, Mac Weissman, Sharon and Cheryl White, Rodney and Beverly Dillard, Melody Hart, Barbara Fairchild, and Pam Tillis. Although this project is a change from Leona's usual style of music, fans will find that her vocals are as graceful as ever and that she is as well-suited to bluegrass as she is to honky-tonk music. Grassroots is available at a special sale price of only $9.98, which is a $3 savings off the regular price. Address your orders to the Ernest Tubb Record Shop, P.O. Box 500, Nashville, Tennessee, 37202. Include $5 shipping and handling. Credit card orders, you can phone us at 615-255-7503, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time, or visit our website at ErnestTubb.com, where you may order it anytime and view our online catalog. Love Shine Records is sponsoring this portion of the Midnight Jamboree. Gary Mullis, by the way, is listening in Illinois, enjoying the show, Jeff. Yeah. A lot of people listening online and on the radio. I just want to run down the list of things we have going on at our Texas Troubadour Theater since it's such a big week for country music, with the Country Music CMA Music Fest going on this week. On Monday, June 6th, Tribute to the King happens here. John Beardsley, and takes you through the years of Elvis Presley's music. Great entertaining show. I hope you can make it out. Show starts at 7 o'clock on Monday. Then on Wednesday, Countryest of the Country show happens with Billy Yates here. This is an annual tradition for him. Have you heard the lineup for this, Jed?
No, I haven't.
Daryl Worley, Jeff Bates, Buddy Jewell, Trent Tomlinson, Jimmy Fortune, Julie Roberts, Tammy Cochran, Deborah Allen, Jeannie Seeley, The Whites, Adam Gregory, and some surprise guests.
Sounds like the alphabet of country music.
I'm telling you, $25 at the door. Show starts at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night. Thursday, June 9th, Chicken Soup for the Country Soul. The book signing by Randy Rutter starts at 5 o'clock. Then Thursday, June 9th, that's going to be a big night for us. Later in the evening at 7 o'clock, that's the Gene Watson and Rhonda Vincent show. There's going to be a concert, and then the CD release party is going to happen here. $10 at the door for your tickets. Friday, June 10th, David Frizzell will be in the house. Yeah, he'll be hosting the Lefty Frizzell tribute, and he'll have a big book signing CD release party here. Doors open early for that one at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Saturday, we have Chris Young's fan club party, 7:30 in the morning. Ooh, they get up early. And then Saturday night, of course, our Midnight Jamboree with Mel Tillis and his guest Kenyon Lockery. So that'll be a big time.
Sounds like a great lineup, and I hope everyone that can make it will come out here and be here at the Ernest Tubb Record Shop and enjoy some great country music and some great memories.
Mm-hmm, yes, definitely. It's going to be a big year for us. Ladies and gentlemen, center stage again, Jet Williams.
Thank y'all. My next guest had 13 number one hits, 32 top 10 hits. He also is the only one in music, including Elvis and the Beatles, that ever had an A and a B side of a 45 go to the Billboard top three times, three different records go to the top in a row. So would you put your hands together for Mr. Razzie Bailey?
Are you all having a good time tonight?
Yeah.
Sounds great. This band up here, I always enjoy working with them. I guess, what do y'all, what's the name of the band? The Jet Meisters or what?
The Drifting Cowboys.
The Drifting Cowboys. Well, I like Jet Meisters.
I can't. There it is. I knew it was somewhere.
Here was one of my first top 10 records on RCA. It's called I Ain't Got No Business Doing Business Today. I'm gonna call up my boss and tell him I'm ill. Gonna tell him I'm home with a fever and chill. Don't use a lie, but for your sweet love I will. I need it so bad. Well, we won't be disturbed, you know the phone's off the hook. Comes to loving, honey, you wrote the book. I just saw that I that's all it took. Well, I ain't got no business doing business today. My little woman wants to stay home and play. Right in her arms is where I'm gonna stay. Thought I ain't got no business doing business today. I'll have some fun now. Set tonight, rhythm section at the audience. Come on, put your hands together. Yeah, sounds good. Well, the boys at the plant, you know they're punching their clock. They can see us, darling. Ooh, what a shock. They'd do the same if they had what I got, so please don't stop. Today, my little woman wants to stay home and play. Right in her arms is where I'm gonna stay. No, I ain't got no business doing business today. Yeah, oh, Mr. Jerry. Stay home and play. Right in her arms is where I'm gonna stay. Lord, I ain't got no business doing business today. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. This was my first top 10 record that I'm fixing to do on RCA. And I hope you all remember it. In fact, I hope I can remember it. Somebody up there likes me. They knew that I needed a friend. 'Cause out of the blue came you to make the loneliness end. Don't pinch me, I know I'm dreaming. Though I think I believe you're here. 'Cause angels like you have been known to just disappear. So tell me, what time do you have to be back to heaven? I know that they must miss you. You thank you so much, and I appreciate Jet having me on her show. Y'all take care and have a good time, and here's Miss Jet back.
Razzie Bailey, y'all. Beautiful Lies from Gene Shepherd's reissued CD, Lonesome Love.
Gene Shepherd and a recent induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame, we want to highlight a very special new CD compilation that features some of her greatest recordings. This new CD is titled Lonesome Love, and it consists of the original album of the same name, as well as This Is Gene Shepherd, released by Capitol in 1958 and 1959. Neither one of these complete albums have ever been available on CD before now. The 24 tracks on this CD bring to light her original and dynamic vocal style and include her versions of the immortal A Satisfied Mind, You Win Again, Act Like a Married Man, I Learned It All From You, and the bittersweet Crying Steel Guitar. Lonesome Love is available at a special sale price of only $13.98. Address your orders to the Ernest Tubb Record Shop, P.O. Box 500, Nashville, Tennessee, 37202. Include $5 shipping and handling. Credit card orders, you can phone us at 615-255-7503, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time, or visit our website at ErnestTubb.com, where you may order it anytime if you are online catalog. By the way, Jet, there's a big country cruise that's going to be leaving in January, so nothing like planning ahead. But I did want to let you in. You know, Heart of Texas Records sponsors a lot of portions of our Ernest Tubb Midnight Jamboree, and they're going to gather some of their great artists like George Hamilton IV and Georgette Jones and Daryl and Mona McCall and Tony Booth, and they're all going to get together for a cruise happening January 15th through the 22nd that's going to hit some pretty hot spots like Honduras and Belize City, Belize, and Cozumel, Mexico. It's going to be a fun cruise. Anyway, I just want to give you a heads up on this. If you want to check out their website, it's heartoftexascountry.com, and you can start checking that out, maybe saving your pennies to go on the big country cruise, because you'll get to take the tours at each city, but you'll also get some special country concerts from all of those stars as well. Now, center stage again, ladies and gentlemen, your host of the Midnight Jamboree, Jet Williams.
Thank y'all. Now, I know y'all heard the lineup of this week and all the folks and all the happenings here, and that you heard that next Friday, starting at 3 p.m., David Frizzell is going to be here, and he's going to have a big book signing for this new book that he's written. Well, I tell you what, we're going to have a pre-release party tonight, and my guest is Mr. David Frizzell.
I used to be taller. I don't know what could have happened. Hello, everybody. Hey, a nice round of applause for Jet and everybody up here. Huh? Let me see if I can. Let me see here. I used to be able to do this kind of thing. Let me see. I got to turn this thing on. I haven't turned anything on in about 2 weeks, so give me a minute. Can y'all hear that? Can y'all hear that yet? Oh, now you've had it. Woo! If you got the money, I got the time. We'll go honky tonk and then gonna have a time. We'll bring along your Cadillac, leave them all wrecked behind. If you got the money, honey, I got the time. Ain't no use to tarry. Let's start out tonight. We'll spread joy. Oh, oh boy, it's pretty right. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you got the money, honey, I got the time. Come on now. Ain't no use to tarry. Let's start out tonight. We'll spread joy, boom, boom, boom. Spread it right. We'll have more fun, babe, all the way down the line. If you got the money, honey, I got the time. Come on. Tarry. Let's start out tonight. We'll spread joy, boy, spread it right. We'll have more fun, babe, all the way down the line. You got the money, honey, I've got the time. I come out to say hi to everybody and see Jet. And we did a show together for the Hank Williams Festival a couple weeks ago. But it's good to see everybody again. And actually, I'm here because I do have the Lefty. How many people are old enough to remember my big brother, Lefty Frizzell? Anybody remember? You got to be my age, you know, to remember Lefty very well. You know, at least my age, 40-something. You want to take a picture?
Did you get it?
All right, we'll see y'all later. Okay. Beautiful song. This song was written by my brother Lefty in 1947. And it's the name of the book called I Love You a Thousand Ways. I love you, I prove it in days to come. Swear it's true, darling, you're the only one. I think of you, all of the past, and all our fun. I love you, I'll prove it in days to come. You're my darling, you've been true. I should have been good to you. You're the one that's in my heart while we're apart. I'll be true, I prove it to you someday. I love you in my heart, you'll always stay. I've been so blue and lonesome all these days. I love you, I'll prove it a thousand ways.
Come on, give me some of that piano. You're way over there.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Y'all remember this song, anybody? Other than Denny? You're my darling, you've been true. I should have been good to you. You're the one that's in my heart while we're apart. I'll be true, I'll prove it to you someday. I love you in my heart, you'll always stay. I've been so blue and lonesome all these days. I love you, I'll prove a thousand ways.
Another pay in the book here.
Yeah.
I'm going to find my place in a minute. Another Bridge to Burn from Jeannie Seeley's new Cheyenne Records CD, Vintage Country.
Released is a new CD by Grammy Award-winning artist and longtime Grand Ole Opry member Jeannie Seeley. For this new CD, titled Vintage Country, Jeannie chose to record some of her favorite country songs. In her own words, "It wasn't my intention to cover any of these great performances by some of the most talented artists of our time, but rather to do these wonderful old songs in the way I hear and feel them." The 12 songs on this CD are sure to bring back wonderful memories for many and include classics such as Another Bridge to Burn, Heaven's Just a Sin Away, Funny How Time Slips Away, Half as Much, and a live version of Jeannie's timeless hit, Don't Touch Me. As an added bonus, Jeannie has done two duets with Grand Ole Opry staff musicians Danny Davis on What's Going On in Your World, and Tim Atwood adds his vocals on Let It Be Me. Jeannie Seeley's new CD, Vintage Country, is now available at a special sale price of only $12.98. Address your orders to the Ernest Tubb Record Shop, P.O. Box 500, Nashville, Tennessee, 37202. Include $5 shipping and handling. Credit card orders, you can phone us at 615-255-7503, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time, or visit our website at ErnestTubb.com, where you may order it anytime and view our online catalog. Cheyenne Records is sponsoring this portion of the Midnight Jamboree. David's going to be busy for CMA Music Fest Week. I heard Saturday you'll be at Nashville Center Stage performing with a bunch of the legends on 8th Avenue. And, of course, we're real excited to have you here on Friday for the big book signing, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Here is the book, in case you have not seen it yet, I Love You a Thousand Ways, the Lefty Frizzell story. Maybe you'll sign a few copies tonight as well?
Yeah, I'm going to sign that one.
Uh-huh. All right. We've knocked $5 off, so it's only $19.95. Oh, for me? I get a gift. I love this. I'm obsessed with Lefty Frizzell and David Frizzell music anyway, so this will be a great gift. But you've got to add this to the collection. Do you tell some of those good road stories you share with us backstage in this book?
You know what? There's some stories in there that I'll bet you one of these days he's going to get me for that. He's going to come up to me one of these days and say, did you really need to put this in the book?
So it is a tell-all. Some great pictures in here, too. Again, $5 off tonight, so $19.95. You got to pick up a copy of I Love You a Thousand Ways, the Lefty Frizzell story. Well, center stage again, there's Jet Williams and David Frizzell.
Thank y'all. Talking about Frizzell and Williams, Lefty and my dad were dear friends, and they also had what they call the Dream Tour back in 1951. They went out on tour together, and they had 7 of the top 10 hits between the two of them. But David shared with me a story, and I think it's in the book, that Lefty told him, and then David told me, so I'm telling y'all. And it's one of those, may the circle never be unbroken.
And we're not supposed to tell anybody.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, share that story with the audience, because it's one of my favorite Hank and Lefty stories.
Well, they ended up after one of the tours, they ended up in a motel room, just the two of them, and they were writing songs. And they didn't let anybody in, and there was nobody else to let out, so they didn't let anybody in. So it was just the two of them there for 3 days, and they wrote songs and stuff. And finally, I think it was Hank that mentioned that, you know, let's switch songs. Let's just switch songs. You pick one of mine, you do one of mine, I do one of yours. And the story is that they did, and both songs were hits. Problem is, we don't know which one wrote what.
Well, I told David, I think if you got the money, honey, I got the time, is on this side of the table. And then he looked at me and goes, well, your cheating heart's on this side of the table. So, well, we don't know, but maybe someday we'll find out. But right now, David, would you sing us some more songs, please?
Yes, I will. But, hey, first off, Joe, hey, y'all got to say hello to my wife, Joe. Come here, say hello to Joe. I have seen this book.
You have?
Right, I have seen this book, and I looked at it. And I see here right on the back, it says Jet Williams. Read what you wrote there.
Let me see.
On this, a must read.
Let me see how much I love you.
That's
wise. It says, I think, a must read for true traditional country music fans. This book is as close as you will ever get to being a fly on the wall of our earliest superstars when they didn't know they were and when their everyday existence permeated their music, their lives, and their creative muses. You're gonna love it, and you will.
Let's have a hand for that. That's good. And I think I'm gonna take just a second, and I'm going to write your name in this, Jet.
Oh, that's two T's.
I'm not even going to tell everybody what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Love you, hon. Thank
you.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to do a song that I was in Washington State when my brother Lefty passed away, and I was doing a show out there. And during the show, the MC came up and told me, while I was just, the band was playing the song, that my brother Lefty had a major stroke and was no longer with us. And I don't remember too much about what happened to that show, but I do remember that my brother was gone and I was right in the middle of singing one of his songs. And I never got a chance to say goodbye to him, so I wrote this song, and the name of it is Goodbye. And I don't know... Some years ago, up in Washington State, I was doing a show. They called my name and I took the stage, singing songs my brother made. I love you a thousand ways,
Mom and Dad wasn't always late. Alice called and told me the news. My brother was gone before his songs were through. I wish we had a moment more, at least one more minute more, so we could say goodbye. We were all called to Mama's side. The doctors, we know how they all tried everything to keep her alive, to give us kids a little more time. I held her hand for quite a while. I said, I love you, Mama, and she smiled. We sang Sweet Old Willie the day she died. But we never said goodbye, and I wish we had a moment more, at least one more minute more, so we could say goodbye. At least one more minute more, so we could say goodbye.
I got to say hello to Ira Allen. By golly, this guy and I go back many, many years, and he was the king man out in Portland when I met him back years ago. He was working with the great Buck Owens and all those people, and it's just great to see you, Ira. I don't know where you're sitting at, buddy, but you're the best, and I just love you, man. Ira Allen, I tell you, great artist. And that was before I did this song. She said, I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home. You feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table, put a bar along that wall. A neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall. She said, bring those Friday paychecks and I'll cash them all right here. I'll keep on tap for all your friends, your favorite kind of beer. And for you, I'll always keep in stock those soft aluminum cans, so that when you're feeling macho, you can crush them like a man. She said, oh, we'll rip out all the carpet, we'll put sawdust on the floor. Serve hard-boiled eggs and pretzels, eh? I won't cook no more. There'll be Monday night football on TV above the bar, and a payphone in the hallway when your friends can't find their car. Here we go. She said, I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home. Hey, if him up at ease now, and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table, put a bar along that wall, and a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall. She said, you'll get friendly service,
day for added atmosphere. I'll slip on something sexy, cut it clear to here. Then you can slap my bottom every time you tell a joke. Just as long as you keep a tipping, well, I laugh until you're broke. And she said, instead of a family quarrel, we'll have a barroom brawl. When the hams bear said it's closing time and you won't have far to crawl, then when you run out of money, you'll allow me to think you can sleep it off the next morning while I'm putting it in the bank. Come on now, guys. She said, I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home. Hey, you feel more right east here, and you won't need to roam. Then when you and your friends get off from work, you have a pile of thirst. Well, there won't be any reason why you can't drop off your first. Make it for me, somebody! Said, I'm gonna hire a wino and he'll decorate our home. You feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table, put a bar along that wall, and a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall. Play it for me one more time.
Hey, I gotta say hello to my son Jonathan out here, sitting right over there. And I got to tell you that this next week, we're going in and doing a brand new CD. And I've invited my son Jonathan to come and be a part of it. So he's going to be on that CD starting next Monday. We're going to be out there cutting it. And it's going to be his first major session. So stand up. Just come here for a minute. Come here. I want everybody to see. Come on, see. Now, I look exactly like this guy. Back a few years ago. Say hello to Jonathan Frizzell, y'all. Thank you, buddy. He's going to be in there singing his little heart out this coming week. I'm going to make sure he does because I'm going to be his producer. Well, I'm not either. I'm bringing somebody to produce you. That's right. Butch Baker, I think, is going to be in there to do you. But anyway, I'm looking forward to having you on the CD. Absolutely. It's going to be great to have you there. And I appreciate y'all putting up with me. I love y'all. Bye-bye, y'all.
David Frizzell, y'all.
All right. We'll see y'all on Friday. I think that's Friday. Bye-bye.
Friday. Looking Back to See from Buck Owens and Susan Ray's reissued CD, The Very Best Of.
I don't need a ship to sail the ocean. I don't need fancy clothes to wear. I just need your sweet, sweet lips to kiss me. I just need your tender love and care. The north wind and the snowflakes. Springtime needs the flowers soft and rare. I just need to feel your arms around me. just need your tender love and care.
As a protege of Buck Owens, Susan Ray was a very successful solo artist with her own hits, L.A. International Airport, and I've Got a Happy Heart. Her first recordings in 1970 as Buck Owens' duet partner were an immediate success. The albums We're Gonna Get Together and The Great White Horse were top 20 hits that year. Marie Saraband Records has just released the first ever CD collection of the very best of Buck Owens and Susan Ray. Most of these hits have never appeared on CD and have been unavailable for years. There are 14 tracks that make up this collection, which includes all of their top 20 hits. We're Gonna Get Together, The Great White Horse, Togetherness, Looking Back to See, and Love is Strange. The very best of Buck Owens and Susan Ray is available at a special sale price of only $9.98. Address your orders to the Ernest Tubb Record Shop, P.O. Box 500, Nashville, Tennessee, 37202. Include $5 shipping and handling. Credit card orders, you can phone us at 615-255-7503, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. Or you can visit our website at ErnestHub.com, where you may order at any time and view our online catalog. Marie Saraband Records is sponsoring this portion of the Midnight Jamboree. And I did want to let you in on another special buy. David Frizzell's book we had mentioned, $5 off tonight for the big tribute to Lefty Frizzell. And Lost and Found, the story of Hank Williams' daughter from Jet Williams. This is a wonderful book, which I know we've talked about before. If you have never heard the story about how Jet found out who her daddy is, you have got to read this. It's a great book. $5 off tonight, only $14.95. And by the way, we're going to do something extra special tonight, Jet. $2 off any Jet Williams CD or any David Frizzell CD.
God,
so, a lot of discounts in the house tonight, so I hope you'll go looking through the Ernest Tubb Record Shop. Now let's head center stage again for Jet Williams.
Thank you, and I hope y'all have been having a grand time this evening. Right now, this song I'm going to do for you, my dad wanted to do it on the Grand Ole Opry, except it had a big, bad, four-letter word, and that word was beer. Times have changed. But old Hank's going to do it his way anyway. So what he did was when he got to that word beer, he sang milk. And so he did it on the Opry, and it's a song that was, I guess, pretty risque back in those days. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Oh, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it, and I can't buy no beer. I'm standing on the corner with a bucket in my hand. I'm waiting on someone. I ain't got no man. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Oh, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it, and I can't buy no beer. The mountain, I looked down on the sea. I saw the crabs and the fishes do the beep bop bee. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Oh, now my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it, and I can't buy no beer. Right now, I want to introduce the band on the steel, Mr. Penn Pennington from Gallatin, Tennessee. Jerry Webb from Longview, Texas. And on rhythm, Tristan Fox from Nashville, Tennessee. And on piano, Joe Collins from Washington, D.C. Trent James from Green Bay, Wisconsin. And on the drums, Bill Swartz from Mojave Desert, California. where there ain't no use in my working so hard. When I got a man in my own backyard, yeah, my bucket's got a hole. Hey, Jerry, can you hold your sign up? I know what happened a couple of weeks ago when we were going down to Alabama for the show. The band bus blew out all its transmission fluid. And what happened was there was an 18-wheeler that had an accident, and they had the traffic backed up, and they'd closed down Interstate 65. So they're on the side of the road with no transmission fluid. So they made a sign. They got 9 quarts and a case of beer. And people even stopped and tried to give them money. So any of those folks that stopped that were so kind, we sure do appreciate it. But so anyway, Jerry says he was going to frame that. Then they bought another 12 quarts for the bus, and then my husband the next morning went out there, and when he opened it, he said he saw 12 quarts of transmission fluid and a case of beer, and he thought, I wonder which one went in first. The transmission fluid, y'all. Speaking of which, I want to invite everybody to come out into the lobby, and all the guests tonight will be out there signing autographs and signing books, signing pictures, and we take all the handshakes and hugs we can get. And as we close out this evening, I'd like to do one of my dad's most famous songs for y'all. Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around someday and crave the love you threw away. The time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down you are.
Speaking on behalf of the troubadour, David and Robert Carolyn, and all the folks here at the shop, saying be better to your neighbors and you're going to have better neighbors. Doggone ya.
I'm walking the floor over you.
Well, that wraps it up for another edition of the Midnight Jamboree. Our thanks to this week's host, Jet Williams, along with all of our special guests, Jeremy Parsons, David Frizzell, and Razzie Bailey. Now be sure and check out our website, ErnestHub.com, for our CMA Music Fest schedule of special events and parties happening this week. For David McCormick and all the folks at all the Ernest Hub record shops and the Midnight Jamboree, this is Jennifer Herron saying thanks for being with us. And join us here next week at 12 midnight when Mel Tillis will be our host of the Midnight Jamboree. Now stay tuned for more great country music right here on The Legend, 650 AM WSN.